Good afternoon. This is Dime with Customer Service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yes, this is Robert Gilmore. I was looking at my credit card account here for charges, and I'm finding two charges on there that I cannot explain. I usually keep a list of all my charges, but one charge was on December the 16th for $8.25, and another charge on December the 19th for $67.32. And I was wondering if you could tell me what those...
Those are the only charges you see?
Those are the only charges I see right now.
May I have your first and last name?
It's Robert Gilmore. G-I-L-M-O-R-E.
Yes, sir. To make sure I'm talking to the correct person, may you please verify your address for me?
The address is 2215 Coyote Trail, Grand Prairie, Texas, zip 75052.
Yes, sir. Please bear with me. I'm trying to get into my account so I can further assist you.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble understanding you.
Yes, sir. Please bear with me. I'm trying to get into this system so I can further assist you.
Okay. If you could just tell me what those charges were for, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I'm trying to get into my system so I can further.
You're located in California, so you're not having this cold.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm located in Alabama, and it's cold, and it's got ice on the road.
Oh, Alabama. Well, this entry I'm seeing here says California.
Yes, sir. I work for a third-party call center that assists with multiple people online. Although we have assist in different vendors online.
Oh, I see. I wish right now I were in California.
I'm with you on that one.
Are you seeing this 12-degree weather like we are?
Yes, sir. That is happening today.
Uh-oh. Well, I hope you keep warm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you remember getting a stealth E-Lite drone?
A what?
A E-Lite drone, a drone.
No, I did not.
You don't remember getting it?
I have
or you didn't get
one. Okay.
I'm asking, did you get it? Okay, go ahead.
I haven't got it, but... maybe I did order it one night here. I remember looking at one on the internet. So I may have ordered it and just didn't make a note of it on my list of charges here. But that is a drone?
Yes, sir. I was finished explaining the charges. Okay, go ahead.
The charge on the 19th is probably still in the mail then. But I was wondering why the difference in the two dates, one on the 16th and one on the 19th.
Yes, sir, you're finished?
Yes.
Okay. So the Steph E. Light Jerome, that was $8.25. You paid for the shipping and handling on that. And then the $9.97 was the priority warning on the E-Lite drone. And then you was charged again for the, basically your shipment went through the $29.99, and you was charged a monthly membership price was $67.32.
Monthly membership price?
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's cancel that. I can't stand any membership prices on, what is this, a?
The drone.
Oh, excuse me.
The drone?
Well, I may have purchased the drone, but
I can provide you. Go ahead.
Let's cancel the membership price and delete my membership because I don't normally order things like that. I don't want to belong to any organization. That's probably a monthly charge.
Yes, sir. It is a monthly charge.
Okay, let's just delete that.
I'm getting that done for you now.
Okay, and this charge will be withdrawn at $67?
It's already, all charges are fine, sir. I can offer you a 35% refund on that $67.
Okay, because I did not, and I didn't see any fine print on there about any membership charge.
Yes, sir. It is on there. It is in the terms and conditions.
Well, let's cancel it and get a refund on what I can. I'm on Social Security, and I just don't have any money to spare. Okay. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm trying to get your refund over for you. Yes, sir, I'm listening.
Okay. If you could get that refund, I would appreciate it.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me 1 second.
That sort of thing I can't stand. That would knock me out of some of my medicines.
Yes, sir, I'm still just letting you know that I'm still here. As my system is moving slow, and I'm also going to give you your tracking number. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
9261.
9261.
Yes, sir. 2903.
2903.
1843.
1843 6300 6300 310 310 519 519. They couldn't made that any longer, could they?
No, sir. It says that it's on the way to USPS. You can call them and they can tell you exactly where it is.
Okay, I should call who?
The United States Postal Service.
Do you have a number that I could call?
The United States Postal Service?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Yes, sir. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about the wait. I'm just trying to get your refunds processed over.
I do appreciate it.
And that's what these charges are. The discount store is $82.35. The fitness app is $39.95. The mystery box is $69.96.
You'll have to do that on secondary.
Yes, sir. One second. I'm trying to. Okay, yes, sir. I got your refund sent over to you. You received that in 3 to 5 business days, and I'm trying to get back in. Like, I'm trying to provide you with your cancellation number now. Please bear with me.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Let me know when you're ready for that cancellation number. I got that cancel for you.
Okay, anytime.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 263.
263.
400.
400.
641. I'm trying. Yes, sir. I'm trying to get you that UPS number, too. Nothing want to work on my end today.
Oh. What's the price of your gas down there?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you're not supporting a car?
Sir?
Don't you have a car?
Yes, but I don't put gas in it. I don't pay for it.
You don't pay for it?
It's too cold to go to the gas station.
Well, if you don't pay for your gas, I'd like to get into that club.
I tried that. Um, Yes, sir. I got that phone number for you.
Okay, I do appreciate it.
It's 1-800.
1-800.
275-275-8777.
8777s.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer service.
You have a great day and stay warm.
Same to you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.